Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is how we do it.
Exactly.
All right. Is that what we were doing? Which one are you? My butt divot or my Beavis?
You're the blonde.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
That's Beavis.
Is it Beavis? That's all I got.
Oops.
Whoa.
Hi.
Hi.
You want to give us an intro?
Oh, hey.
Cheers, Nomad.
Welcome to the Career Musician Podcast. I'm your host, Nomad, joined by none other than the lovely Lola.
Hey, guys. I will be taking over the media correspondent position here at the Career Musician.
She's going to be keeping her finger on the pulse of what's happening in the industry, informing us, especially us studio rats.
Being under rocks.
Who aren't paying attention.
It's been a minute since the Career Musician has been back. We're back, baby.
We're back.
Let's talk about 2023. I mean, first of all, we're already 3 months
in.
It's nuts. I was going to start off by talking about the Grammys, which feels like forever ago. The Grammys are like the Super Bowl for musicians, at least for this musician, for this artist. My goal was always to get that Grammy. That's what you want. That's the coveted trophy. Nomad, as a career musician, I know you have a different opinion about awards in general.
Yeah, I never gave a shit. Like,
okay.
I just
Why?
Don't care. I mean, I started playing at a young age as a teenager, but then I started doing gigs 16, 17-ish. And I was just concerned about doing the best I can on the gig, being the best musician I could be, the best guitarist, and getting hired over and over again. I just wanted that repeat business, as we say here at TCM. And that's all I cared about. Also, as a young person, I wasn't athletic. So I just wasn't predisposed to that. Athletics are really about stats and awards, who's the fastest, who can throw the farthest, and so forth. That's why I gravitated toward music so much, because none of that was involved. Of course, now people, who could play the fastest? Who could, do this? And it's like, I never cared about
that. I don't think it's...
But there is that stigma with musicians,
for
too.
Sure. Well, hello. Everything's a competition. Apples versus bananas. They're not the same, especially like The Voice or The X Factor. I mean, it's really hard to pick most talented. So I think it's really more a matter of like the most entertaining. And that's something to be said.
But even still, that's
not
a subjective topic to unravel, because what you like, I might not like, and vice versa.
True. But bringing it back to music, Lizzo is a great example, who is stepping beyond the microphone and is hosting. She's creating shows. Rihanna, we'll get into it in the Super Bowl, don't worry. I know you're dying to hear all about that. These artists are stepping and going beyond just their main instrument and finding ways to make money from that, which is great. And I feel like what you're saying...
Expound on their talents.
And in a way, the Grammys has kind of been considered a popularity contest, right? And so the more you're doing, the more active you're out there. And I feel like that's kind of similar to life too. Out of sight, out of mind, in the forefront, etc.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But I will say this about the Grammys. I was expecting a lot more collaboration performances. That's usually what I look at for the Grammys, right? These out of the world, like, oh my God, I would have never put
is Britney, bitch.
I know that's now. She's got a hit song with that, right? But... okay, great. But Grammys kind of lacklustered in that sense this year. Right, they right, didn't right. have... They kept it more about the artists.
Well, aside from Sam Smith and what is the other artist's
name? Kim Petra.
And with their whole satanic ritual thing.
I'm glad you brought it up because it was the one performance of the Grammys that really stood out.
It's all dried up.
Unfortunately, it's negative. Wish they would have chosen a different... probably subject matter because I wanted to celebrate her for the fact that she is the first transgender person to win an award like that. I feel like that was overshadowed. Fun side note, the Church of Satan, they made a comment about that. They're like, hey, that's nothing to write home about. Anyway,
moving on
from the Grammys. Then we had the Super Bowl, right? I just feel like, why is music so polarizing? It shouldn't be this way. Music is about uniting the many different types of masses, age groups,
cultures.
That's
how I think of it.
Well, that's what it is. Music is healing of the soul and it's uniting of the people. And unfortunately, in this day and age, everything is polarizing.
Everything.
Like Rihanna's Super Bowl performance. Now, I'm going to be honest, I didn't love it.
Well, she had those puffy suits.
I only did that when I was like 4 years old. Yes. Okay, Super Bowl performances are generally not paid for, right? That artist doesn't get paid.
However,
5 million more people tuned into that 13-minute halftime
show than that were actually watching the game.
Than actually watching the game. So that's a testament to the power of music. I kind of was hoping for a fashion show. I was hoping for a Fenty fashion show.
She definitely goes beyond the mic, way beyond.
Oh, absolutely. Now that's all old news. I wanted to get that out of the way because those are two really big musical moments that happen at the top of the year. And they kind of set the bar for the rest of the year. Did you know there are 28 music-themed award shows? 28. It's not just the Grammys. It's not just a lot of them. And they just keep growing. You know, award season is no longer just a season. It is literally year-round. Yeah. So what they're starting with the Grammys, they start us off, you know, in the top of the year. So everybody's going to follow suit. Now, I'm hoping that the rest of the award shows kind of take note that the lack of collaboration performances was there. And I'm hoping to see more artist collaborations this year. Beyonce and Rihanna, they kind of have this unspoken tiff. Yeah. They have a little feud. They have a little beef. People are saying, you know, obviously because Rihanna's pregnant and she did that while she was pregnant, you know, mic drop, the greatest of all time. That's what they're saying, right? Yeah. And I kind of remember when Beyonce did her baby announcement, which was, again, a literal mic drop
that's
moment.
Right. That's right.
So I'm so tired of artists competing against each other. I'm so sick of it. Let's stop.
I don't feel that measuring talent is applicable to musicians.
Yeah, I'll just put it bluntly. I don't mean dick.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.